Mmm, I'm glad they built the Kyffhäuser Monument. Otherwise, perhaps no one would have ever thought of canning these delicious sausages.
Why is that?
They say that 30,000 people were going to attend the inauguration ceremony for the Kyffhäuser Monument on June 18, 1896. This included Kaiser Wilhelm II, the grandchild of the man on the horse you see up there, with his whole entourage. The war veterans' organisations which were responsible for building this monument, and also your everyday common folk, curious to see what was going on. Of course, the Emperor was wined and dined with an elaborate menu for the occasion, but all the others needed to be fed too, and so they had sausages. Friedrich Heine from Halberstadt was asked to deliver them, but he couldn't produce so many sausages all at once in his small butcher's shop. That's when he had the idea of making them ahead of time and simply canning them.
Aha! And do you also know what else was on the programme besides the sausages?
No?
The Emperor held a speech, of course, since he was very proud of the monument when it was finally finished after 6 years. He hoped that this huge memorial would impress his people and reinforce their belief in his great power. Just to make sure, he also included Emperor Barbarossa on the monument, in addition to Wilhelm I. You see, the people loved old Redbeard, as he was also known, since he succeeded in uniting the German Reich several hundred years earlier. So the monument's builders took advantage of both the historical location and the legend of Emperor Barbarossa. It's Whitebeard on Redbeard's throne, as they like to say.
And did the Emperor also try the sausages?
Well, if I had been in his place, I wouldn't have missed them for the world.